7 minutes after four, South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. Well, let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Alansala internationally and our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a. Yes, today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1440. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 96, 97 and 98. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching humankind a wonderful lesson, and we need to apply this in our daily life at the micro level and macro level, whether it is we as individuals or whether it is governments and so forth. اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ سَيِّئًا. So repel the evil in a beautiful manner. You don't fight fire with fire, you fight fire with water. However, if the people continue their vices, then obviously it will break down to a war situation. But that should be the last resort. Sorry about that. That should be the last option. Not that we go in all guns blazing. So similarly, in our life also, there are family tiffs and, rows and ructions. So always try and bring about unity, husband-wife relationship. So many examples one can give. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. We are all knowing. The knowledge of Almighty Allah is all-embracing and all-encompassing. بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. Whatever they are describing, we know all that. Today you take the United States of America. They want to teach and preach everybody about human rights. But if you ask them, how come your Gitmo is open for more than 20 years? And how come the people, they were tortured and they still, there's no due process for them? Where is your human rights? Where is the human rights for my sister, Dr. Afia? So you take the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, where's the human rights? So there are so many questions one can ask. But today the world has selective morality and they have selective amnesia. So that is the problem. So many people in the world, politicians and others, have become the agents of Satan and Lucifer. وَقُلْ. And you say, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you, say, Rabbi, O my beloved Allah. Now Almighty Allah is teaching Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these supplications so that we use them in our daily life. Rabbi, O my beloved nourisher, provider, sustainer, A'udhu bika, I seek your protection, min hamazati shayateen, from the evil whisperings of Satan, Lucifer, whether the shayateen Shayateen is plural, Shaitan singular, Shayateen plural. That could be that from human being, you get the Shaitans and Satan in human form. All those who invite towards vices, they are Satan in human form. And you get Satan and Shayateen and Lucifer in the jinn form, what we cannot see. So Allah protect us from the whisperings and the evil whisperings of Lucifer and his progeny. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ And I seek your protection, O beloved Allah. Rabbi. Every time you say Rabbi singular or Rabbana plural, that is to show our humility and humbleness. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي O beloved Allah, sustain and nourish, I seek your protection. أَيْ يَحْدُرُونَ That they even come near me. We must have social distancing with them, the agents of Lucifer in human form, in jinn form, in any form. So remember, Almighty Allah has given the Satan Lucifer the power of multidimensional forms. So that is where we are. So see the beautiful lesson Almighty Allah is teaching us. Three enemies of humanity. One, Satan and his progeny, Lucifer and his children. Two, our own worms, fancies and desires. We just desire to do the wrong things, so we need to suppress that desire. And third one, society. Society will incite us to do the wrong, so we must turn against society. Because remember, you can see with the plandemic and the scamdemic, the herd mentality. So that is where human being is standing today. You have to think out of the box and what is best for you, your family, and humankind at large. Let us take you across the world and show you some important stories. We start with Saudi Arabia. Number one, a brother, Abdullah Jalan, has been sentenced to 10 years. What was his crime in Saudi Arabia? He sent out tweets against the government, MBS and so forth, and said, I don't agree with your policies. Now imagine a person just sends out a tweet or some tweets and so forth. Let's say 100 tweets, for example. It wasn't 100, much less than that. And now he's sentenced to 10 years. But now all the world leaders, the important leaders beside Putin, are meeting in Bali, in Indonesia. Who has the guts to tell MBS that you are a tinpot dictator and so forth and so on? You are Murtad bin Shaitan. No one has the guts because everybody wants the oil and they have to cut deals. So they are more interested in that. Human rights and all that is done selectively. Go to Pakistan. Now imagine supposed to be a Muslim country. That country for which million people and more gave their lives. Remember that in 1947 when partition took place between Pakistan and India. But you see, now they have a film, and the film is of a lover and with a transgender. So that person was a male, went for operation, became female, and now the joyful experience. So now they're even saying it will get some prize, you know, this prize and this prize. But now the government is worried about the reaction from the Pakistani masses, because this is 100% against Islam, against the teachings for Muslims. So remember, the Pakistani census board, they passed it and they said it's fine. Now can you imagine transgender is acceptable in Pakistan? So what does that tell you of the Choroki Hukumat? Imported hukumat, the imported government, the thugs that are running the country and so forth. So that is the indictment. You remember Scott Ritter? Scott Ritter was the person who told the world that there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, yet Bush and Blair, the war criminals, went in and murdered and killed more than 1 million people, 500,000 children. So he is warning the people that remember, this might escalate into a nuclear war, and Russia must not be to blame, but America will be to blame. That Scott Ritter telling the world already. The most famous political prisoner currently in the world, Julian Assange, his wife is speaking and appealing to the world. Her name is Stella Assange, and she says, please help my husband. He's going through hell because he exposed, you must remember, the Americans with all their underarm tactics. So Trump is going to make his announcement today, and I will be standing for the Republican Party to participate in the 2024 elections. So Trump is attacking the American Jews because they lost, you must remember. They thought they will win the House of Representatives and the Senate, but the Senate they lost. So he's telling the Jews, you sold me out. How come you voted for the Democrats? But you see, when Trump brought the embassy, U.S. embassy, to Jerusalem, and they named it the Trump Square, and they named it after him, the Golan Heights, they named it the Trump Heights. So that time he was very good. So that is Allah's system. Now the fighting will start between them. Now you see Iran. That's why we want Iran to teach these Arabs also a lesson. These haramis and the Shias also haramis, remember that. So they also not Muslim, majority of Iran is not Muslim, according to us. So remember these Arab tenpot dictators, traitors, murtads out of the fall of Islam. So but see what Iran has done. Iran has got hypersonic ballistic missiles. In 4 minutes from Tehran, they can reach Tel Aviv. Now, which Arab country got the guts to do that? I'm asking you. Which Muslim country got the guts to do that? Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. So that is where we are. We must remember this. Afghanistan is going full for Sharia now. So when people are going to commit crimes of theft and so forth, remember, and they found guilty, the Islamic law will apply. And United, now look at this one. Just look at this one. United Nations is telling Russia you must pay reparations. I want to ask you, United Nations. I want to ask you, United States of America. I want to ask you, Rishi. When are you all going to pay reparations to the Palestinians? Because you all brought the harami state of Israel into existence. First Britain with the Balfour Declaration. Then America, who murdered all the people there thus far in the 74 years. Now the FBI is going to investigate Shirin Abu Akila. They say Akleh, that's their own style. Abu Akila is the proper pronunciation. So Shirin Abu Akila's cold-blooded, premeditated murder by the Israeli murderous Nazi regime. So remember that. Who is? America says, we're going to investigate. The FBI will investigate. And you find Gantz of Israel saying, we will not cooperate. So I'm asking you, if you want Russia, they must pay reparations for the invasion of Ukraine. So it's not Israel must pay Palestinians for the 74 years occupation and terrorism. I mean, common sense will tell you that, but common sense is no more so common, you know. And the last one, remember, is that Nigeria, there is one person, he's like a small-time king and monarch. So last night they shot him dead there in Nigeria. So big problems there as well. And in our country, pray, and pray more. We got load shedding, we got water shedding, and things seem to be getting worse in the energy sector and in the gas sector, that there might be petrol shedding or diesel shedding, and then we have to shed our sins and shed tears. Only Almighty Allah help us in this beautiful country of ours, destroyed by the ANC, and they are agents. That is the reality of it. The loans and everything that have been taken, remember, we will have to pay for generations to come. Allah have mercy on us and envelope us in His mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you, Ya Allah, are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Let's start with Ta'afa, Ustad. He says, good morning to you. He says, AK, could the world be witnessing the complete unraveling of Russian President Mr. Putin, Ustad?
Remember that, my brother Arthur, the problem with you, brothers, sisters, is what do? You play with your channels. You're seeing the CNN of the world. You're seeing the Sky. You're seeing BBC. You're seeing the Western media and so forth. You need to always look at the alternative and see what the other side has to say. You see, people are trained according to the media. What the media hypes up, so that is what they think this is happening. But that is not the case. There's a propaganda war going. So remember, yes, Putin made, he's a big harami. So he made a big blunders also, but yet we will support him. Why we will support him? I make it very clear, because the Israelis are recording me. So you must remember, anybody fights America, anybody fights Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody takes on NATO and Europe, because of the harm they have caused Islam and the Muslims, we will support them. Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. So that is our stance. And you see, the one Israeli shot the other Israeli. We say, yesterday it came on the news, so through the wires, and I sent it out to all the groups. So we say, Alhamdulillah, good riddance to all these people. Yeah, that they are a cancer on this earth.
I've got a listener from Port Elizabeth, Ustad. They want to know that Boko Haram, are they true Mujahideen, Ustad?
One day, I was in Ladysmith, and I was delivering a lecture there in the township. And it was in the early part of the morning, I think, or it was after some salat. Mm-hmm. So I opened the floor, and I told all the African youngsters. So I told them, you ask whatever questions you want. So the one youngster said, you know, when we wear the topi, the hat, or we wear the kurta, the long shirt, and we walk here, the people, they shout, Boko Haram, Boko Haram. So what must we do? So I told them, you must shout, Boko Halal, Boko Halal. So you must remember. Haram means unlawful. Halal means permissible, lawful. So that was on a lighter note. The question you, my brother, must ask, whether it is Al-Qaeda, whether it is Al-Shabaab, whether it is ISIS, whether it is Boko Haram, go and study their history, go and study their geography. Who is financing them? You know, 2016 elections, Trump one side, Hillary Clinton the other side. In her interview, she admitted and confessed to it. She said, let us speak the truth. Who formed Al-Qaeda? We are the ones who formed Al-Qaeda. So again, the mass media will tell you the Muslim terrorists, the Islamic terrorism. But you are the ones who are financing them because you want to hijack Islam and Muslims. The more you try to demonize Islam, the more people embrace Islam. Last night, during our Q&A program, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through his grace, mercy, benevolence, Almighty Allah led five sisters, not biological sisters, five sisters from Kimberley, the holy city, H-O-L, they embrace Islam. We were doing the program. Our brother, you know, he was a pastor himself. He embraced Islam. Our brother Ibrahim Anderson, he is a great ambassador to Islam. So remember, he speaks to these people, those people, and these five sisters embrace Islam. So the more you try, remember, Allah has his own system, and no one can fight Almighty Allah. Wamakaru wamakarallah. They plot and they plan and they carry on with their scheming, but Allah has his master plan, and he, Almighty Allah, is the best of planners. So that is where we stand. Don't believe all this nonsense. That's got nothing to do with Islam. We condemn ISIS, we condemn Shabab, we condemn Boko Haram, we condemn Al-Qaeda. That got nothing to do with Islam. These are not missionaries, they are mercenaries. They get paid to do all these type of activities.
Sister Irene says, morning to you, and she says that, sir, did you see the video of the bird praying in Mecca? Do you believe this is a coincidence? Because birds watch you people all the time praying. Sister Irene, Ustad.
Everything, remember, my sister Irene, is under the majesty and authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I want you, my sister Irene, write down this in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, that for the pleasure of Almighty God, as you will say, we say Almighty Allah. So you should refer to this verse of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaq. We will show them more and more signs on the horizon in different parts of the world. Wafi anfusihim, and within themselves. Look at your eyes, look at your ears, look at your anatomy. That you are the greatest computer. You are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq, so that it becomes apparent and manifest to them that He, Almighty Allah, alone is the truth. That it becomes manifest to them that the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, is the truth. It becomes manifest to them that Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is truth. So that is what you must remember. So write it down, my sister. Chapter number 41, Surah chapter Hamim Sajda, and right in the ending, that is verse number 53, you will find what I said. And what is that? Chapter 41, verse 53. Thereafter, Almighty Allah poses a question, rhetorical question. Awalam yakfi bi rabbika? Is it not sufficient that your Rabb, your sustainer, nourisher, annahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed? He witnesses everything and He shows you His signs. The bird has recognized His creator, but this masterpiece, this human being, has not witnessed and has not accepted. Allah, the one who sustains him, the one who nourishes him, the one who gave him everything, He still has the audacity, arrogance and ignorance to say He is an atheist and so forth and so on. Or they say, no, we believe in God, but they believe in idols. They associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah. So therefore, for such people, Almighty Allah has announced He will never ever forgive them. They have committed the crime worse than treason.
I see Chris is with us this morning. He says, I'm sorry, AK, I'm a bit late, but I'm listening to you. And he's got a question to pose to study. He says that when a Muslim will is written out, who keeps the will? The person is deceased. Also, if it's kept by somebody, can that person be given power to change it? Chris, Ustad.
My brother Chris, thank you very much for waking up early, to listening to us, lending us your ears. We appreciate it, my brother Chris. Islam is a religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. So I pass away, my parents pass away. So what happens? Number one, from the estate of the deceased, we pay for the burial funeral expenses. If a family member or a friend wants to pay, so all that is acceptable. Second, all the debts of the deceased must be paid, whether it is the debts of Almighty Allah or whether it is the debts of creation. Debts of Almighty Allah, that is the zakat and so forth and so on, that is the verdict of the Shafi'is and Hanbalis. The Hanafi scholars say it refers to the debts of human beings, so all that must be paid, personal debts, corporate debts, all that. Third one is wasiya. You see, Chris, me and you, we neighbors. You are a good guy. You helped me many times. So in Mansa Dwert, as Anar Mansa Bruert, if you know Afrikaans, that when one person dies, the budal, the money, the assets go to another person. So I can write down in my will that Mr. Chris must get 10, 20, 50, 100,000. Maximum amount is 1/3 of the net estate of the testator. So you bequeath to other people, Muslim or non-Muslim. And fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So you must understand that they must be done in sequence, right? Next point you must understand. Now when I write my will, so normally what will happen, I appoint an executor, so he will have that copy. And for example, my lawyer or my accountant, somebody I have some, you know, trust in and so forth. So then they will have a copy as well. And sometimes you give the heirs the copy and tell them this is the final will. Can any person change it? Totally haram, unlawful. Yes. The only time it is permissible in Islam that you bring about amendments to the last will and testament is when he, that person, the testator, wrote a will that is un-Islamic. So now you change it and you make it Islamic so that the distribution must be done according to the divine command, the laws of Almighty Allah. You, my brother Chris, I want you to just go in your leisure time to these two verses. Write it down, make a mental note. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, dedicated to the women of the world. And verses 13, 14. When that Muslim person, he carries out the commands of Allah, everything is done according to the Sharia, the divine code, and everybody will get their shares and so forth after everything before that is settled. So that is the function of the executor. Almighty Allah states, chapter 4, verse 13, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the supreme success. But many a time, we must speak the truth. You find a Muslim today, he wants to do things unilaterally, give this one so much, trampling upon the laws of Almighty Allah who created us. So Almighty Allah in chapter 4, verse 14, has a stern, stern warning for such people. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. And they go beyond the limits. They increase some people's share unilaterally. They deprive some people who are heirs. They decrease the shares of the heirs. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches them to the hellfire for a very, very, very long time. Who adabum muheen, and for such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So that is where we are, my brother. We don't only have a law in black and white in paper, we have a law to address your conscience as well, and that is called our iman, our inner faith. We believe in Almighty Allah, even if it is supra logical, above my logic and your logic.
Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. I've got a brother Raymond. He says, AK, if our parents default their religion and become Muslim, should we still take care of them? Because we are told that a non-Muslim's wealth cannot be used to sustain a Muslim. I think you people use the word haram. This is Raymond. Ustad.
Raymond, I've got one watch. It's called Raymond Wheel. So anyway, my brother Raymond, let's answer your question. I'll answer it both ways. There is a person, he was a non-Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist. He or she embraced Islam, but his parents or her parents are still non-Muslim. So what does Islam say, my brother Raymond? Go to the Quran, you make a note of it, or mental note, chapter 31, verse 15. Chapter 31, verse 15. The son, daughter, both of them, one of them embrace Islam, the parents are non-Muslim. Allah commands the children, grandchildren, who are Muslim, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You must mingle and associate with your parents, albeit that they are non-Muslim. Why? Because you have to show them the beauty, the glory of Islam. We don't have wine, we don't have dine, we don't have swine, we don't have boyfriend, we don't have girlfriend, we don't have Adam and Steve, we have Adam and Eve, we don't have Madam and Eve, we have Adam and Eve. So we have the natural system. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest. And then, inshallah, God willing, Allah willing, maybe the parents will embrace Islam. Now we give you the converse of that, the opposite, and that is your question. You are a Christian, my brother Raymond. Now somebody from your family, your son, your daughter, your parents, they embrace Islam. So what should be your interaction vis-a-vis with your parents or your children who embrace Islam? So obviously, you should have good ties with them. It should then be a catalyst in your mind. How come my own son, my own daughter, my own sibling, my own parent left that which his forefathers believed in and he or she became a Muslim? That should create and strike an inquiring mind. So you must keep more and more ties with that person. Regarding inheritance, Islam says, La yarithul muslimul kafir walal kafirul muslim. On this there is consensus. When a non-Muslim passes away, then the Muslim cannot inherit. Or when a Muslim passes away, the non-Muslim cannot inherit. But the beauty of Islam, we can still bequeath for you. I just told Raymond now that remember that I, or Chris, I told him that me and he are neighbors. He helped me many a time. So I bequeath something for him. So that is where we are, Raymond. So that is, you must understand, we can do business, we can interact with one another. Everything, remember this, whilst we're alive. But inheritance, where automatically you're going to receive a share, that will not take place when one party is Muslim and the other party is non-Muslim.
Ustad, can I make dua for my deceased Hindu friend, Ustad, anonymous?
Remember, the Quran Sharif is our constitution for all times, all places, all circumstances. You, my brother, sister, you should be reading chapter 9, surah 9, surah Tawbah, the chapter on repentance, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. When a person dies and passes away as a non-Muslim, a Hindu, a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist, atheist, whatever you want, but you know and the family knows he or she passed away non-Muslim, then it is haram, unlawful for any Muslim to pray for that person there. وَلَا تَكُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. And you cannot go to the cemetery, graveyard and pray for them. Yes, he was your friend, she was your friend, whatever the case might be. After all, they are prayers and everything. So it's done. So now when the dust has settled, you go to the house or contact them by email, by WhatsApp, today so many ways, and you offer your condolences, you sympathize with their family on their loss. So Islam will allow that. But to pray, remember, that is not permissible. And likewise, to participate in the memorial services, also not permissible. Man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever increases the number of a people, he becomes part and parcel of them. The hadith, the teaching, preaching of the master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in Musnad Abi Awana.
I've got a sister, she says, yeah, my husband break TV and hit his brother because Pakistan lose. Mufti sahab, dua me yaad hai, Ustad.
The question is this: there was the World Cup cricket and Pakistan lost. तो एक आदमी ने अपने भाई को ऐसे पिटाई की और दूसरे उसने टीवी को भी तोड़ दिया. So what has happened is this: one crazy guy, because Pakistan lost, so maybe his brother was supporting the opposite team and he was supporting Pakistan, and Pakistan lost, so he gave it. Then the boxing match started, you see. And in the third round of the boxing match, he gave him a TKO, you see, technical knockout, you see. Then he took one big bat, the cricket bat, and he smashed the TV to pieces. Pakistan lost, Pakistan ne shikast khayi, and so that's exactly what I'm telling you. That today the people will take cricket as a religion in India, Pakistan. World Cup soccer is coming. That sometime they shoot the people dead. You must remember, the soccer player missed the penalty. It happened in one World Cup. So remember that they shot him dead. So you must remember. So once we have our priorities upside down, then we lose focus of the very purpose for which Almighty Allah created us. Is this what Allah created us? 22 people running around for a soccer ball. In cricket, 11 people, you must remember, on the field, and you have two batsmen. When I was young, I used to play a lot of soccer, cricket. So we know the rules and the laws and so forth. But I was always the captain in soccer because I had the ball, you see. If they make nonsense, I take the ball and go away. Match finish, you see. So I must remember. So anyway, that is how we used to play, me and my team, like you see. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. Mm-hmm. So Islam is teaching us you cannot behave in such a manner where you are so disappointed that you could start assaulting people and so forth. But that same Muslim never read Salat for 1 year, for 6 months. Nobody will bother. Even the parents are not worried. The brother is not worried. The children are not worried. In 90% of the cases, the things that are haram and not permissible, that we are engrossed with it. And that which is compulsory, that we neglect and abandon our duties. That is where the Ummah is today. And that Ummah means the international community. And that's exactly what the West wants. They don't have to shoot a bullet. They have Al-Ghazwul Fikri. What is Al-Ghazwul Fikri? The intellectual invasion. They make us think like them. And what they say is important, that becomes important in our life. So remember, they won the war just by the thought process. So that is where, you know, under apartheid, easy example I give you. I grew up in a location, so we know. That under the white, you know, government, apartheid government, which was a crime against humanity, 100%, they used to build shabins in every location, African township. And they used to make the chawla very cheap for the people. They must just be drunk the whole day. There must be nobody thinking. And let them just enjoy the alcohol and all the chawla, the beer and so forth. So this is another type of intoxicant that it intoxicates the minds of people. You can't think anything else. Even in your prayer, you're wondering what is the score and so forth and so on. So that's why it's a curse system, and we as Muslims must get out of that. Okay, quickly, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today will be that our brother Raid, and there will be 11 to 12 bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.